Hamas massacre sparks pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations on U.S. college campuses, Israel, go to hell. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 12, 2023. The Iranian-backed Palestinian terror group Hamas massacre of Jews in Israel last weekend appears to have galvanized students across the United States into putting on pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses. One student at Ohio State University even referred to the slaughtering of Jews by Hamas as a resistance movement. At UCLA, students were heard chanting, Intifada, an Arabic word that translates to shaking off and in the Palestinian context, is understood to mean a civil uprising. Watch below. These are basic human rights that the Zionists have violated, and which they shouldn't even be controlling in the first place. One protest leader, clad in a keffiyeh that covered his entire face, shouted at Brooklyn College. The man then accused Israel of getting away with unspeakable war crimes just after the Jewish country suffered a massive terrorist attack by Hamas, which resulted in a mass murder of over 1,000 Israelis, as well as rape, burned bodies, reported decapitated babies, and hostages. As we speak, they are getting away with such unspeakable war crimes on the Palestinian people, the man shouted. He then called on everyone present to stand with our Palestinian resistance, adding, no matter who stands in our way, if Allah the Almighty is with us, it does not matter who is against us. Which elicited cheers and chants of Allahu Akbar. Additional video footage in the same video clip showcases crowds of apparent students chanting, Israel has got to go, hey hey, ho ho. And, we will free Palestine, within our lifetime. As well as, Israel, go to hell. Watch below. Similar footage from the University of Washington shows a large crowd of students chanting, Palestine is our demand. No peace on stolen land. And, there is only one solution. Intifada revolution. Students were also heard chanting, resistance is justified. Our people are occupied. Watch below. In another video from the University of Washington, a tearful Jewish student can be heard pleading with a man who appeared to be a school administrator, begging him not to let the pro-terror demonstrations continue on campus. They want our people dead, they want us killed, the student cried. How is it allowed? How are you allowing this? They want us dead. Please end it, please, the student begged while the anti-Israel demonstration raged on. Watch below. A purported flyer for the anti-Israel demonstration at the University of Washington even featured an image of a Hamas paraglider. Meanwhile, at Columbia University, where an Israeli student was attacked by a woman with a weapon on Wednesday, students could be heard chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Watch below. And in Columbus, Ohio, students at Ohio State University, led by the school's Students for Justice in Palestine student organization, chanted, Palestine will never die. Meanwhile, Students for Justice in Palestine co-president Hiba Latif called the Hamas terrorist attack against Israel a resistance movement against the occupation. Watch below. Students at Arizona State University were also seen marching and heard chanting, Free Free Palestine! In the wake of the mass murder of Jews in Israel. Watch below. The anti-Israel protests do not appear to be ending anytime soon as the student organization Students for Justice in Palestine is planning on holding similar demonstrations on Friday at Princeton University where attendees are required to wear face masks at all events. A community vigil will also be held for those who have died in the territory of Palestine, Gaza, and the West Bank, but there does not appear to be a vigil planned for the Israelis who were slaughtered en masse by Palestinian terrorists. Additionally, Hamas has called on Muslims worldwide to stage a day of jihad, or holy war, on Friday. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.